Welcome to the Disrupt Education Podcast. I'm Peter Hostrasser, the host. Hey, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you get a moment, head over to disrupteducation.co. That's disrupteducation.co. You can check out everything around disrupting education, my blog, a place to connect with me if you want to work with me. All that's there at disrupteducation.co. The Disrupt Education Podcast is a proud member of the Ed Up Experience Podcast Network. This is an amazing network. Head over to edupexperience.com. You can see all the people in the network. You can see all the different things going on in this ever-changing world of education. Talk about top-notch education reform. All the talk about education going on right now. edupexperience.com. On today's show, I've got a great guest. She's a career educator, and then she became an edupreneur in 2008 to help start a curriculum and professional development company, which she launched, grew, and exited from in 2014. Now, Timmeri Tolney, my guest, in 2019, she launched Ed Curation to bring matchmaking a matchmaking marketplace to the education industry to help educators more easily identify the high-quality instructional resources that they need, and to get better learning materials into the classrooms faster to increase student success. She's really connecting teachers with the latest and greatest instructional resources, and she's got a vision, she's got a great history, and she'll talk a lot more about that coming up right after the break. Are you an individual or business wanting to create an online course or training program, but are overwhelmed with the e-learning process and don't even know where to start? If so, you don't want to miss this free masterclass called Create and Launch a Successful E-Learning Program, Online Course, or Virtual Training, where you will learn the biggest mistake most people make with e-learning, the number one reason most e-learning programs fail, and the three pillars to create extraordinary value for your learners every time, and much more. Get instant access to the free masterclass right now by clicking on the link in the description. All you have to do is sign in and you will get instant access to this free masterclass right now. I recently asked Jake, who is a sophomore in high school, why he uses SpikeView to share his learning journey.
I think it's really cool that, you know, SpikeView is really putting that abstract into concrete data and knowledge and then displaying that to the outside world. And I think SpikeView is different than anything else out there. Like I said before, because it's really taking that, you know, those abstract skill sets and those abstract experiences and putting them into data that, you know, is actually mathematic and scientific and, you know, that matches you up with the best programs and, you know, best places for you. People, you know, who are really trying to make those changes in the world, and they're going to be using SpikeView because SpikeView is that app where you can, you know, take those experiences and take those passions and put them out there and share with other people. And that's, you know, that's really powerful. And that, you know, that professional networking piece, you know, to be with other like-minded teenagers, that puts you ahead. That puts you ahead in a lot of ways. And so, you know, I think anyone who uses SpikeView right now has a leg up in the future, and excited to see, you know, where those SpikeView alumni head up.
Head to SpikeView.com. Start your portfolio now for free. The Disrupt Education vlog can be found on YouTube. To hear it in podcast form, search Disrupt Education on any of the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Spotify, or Stitcher. Thank you all so much for being here. I'm Peter Hostrasser, Disrupt Education. I've got a great guest today, a fellow edupreneur. I like to call us edupreneurs. Timmeri Tolney is here, and she is the CEO and founder of Ed Curation. And let's go. Let's go from there. Tell us, thank you so much for being here, by the way.
My pleasure, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit more about you and what you're doing these days.
So yeah, so I'm heading up Ed Curation. I've been working on this for, well, since 2018. So we're almost at 3 years now, aren't we? Ed Curation is a marketplace for online, for educators to go online and find instructional resources that they need when they need them. It's a marketplace for professionally produced ed tech tools and curriculum resources, as opposed to other marketplaces that might be teacher produced materials. These are all either nonprofit produced or corporation produced resources.
Yeah, awesome. So 3 years in, pre-pandemic, we're going to get into that in a moment. But I always am curious, of us educators, edupreneurs, people who are just making changes, we all have unique education backgrounds. So can you kind of elaborate on your own education and actually being in education as well, because you've been on both sides of the table as the teacher, as well as we've all been students. I have to say we're always a student throughout our lives here. But tell us a little bit about your journey in education. What was that like?
Sure. I grew up in Burbank, California, in Los Angeles in the 80s. And, you know, those were less enlightened times than we're living in now, I think, for those of us that remember what that was like. And so I had a typical public school experience that wasn't particularly noteworthy until I attended a private university and felt like I was terribly underprepared compared to the other freshmen in my class, that they had read more and more had been required of them in high school than was required of me. And even though I had earned good grades and decent test scores enough to attend Santa Clara University, I felt not quite as well prepared as my colleagues. And so that probably motivated me to want to go into education, which I did right away. And I put myself through Santa Clara by working as a tutor and through different student outreach programs that the university offered, and really had me fall in love with the field where I've been working ever since.
There's great pain points like that that always adjust us. I mean, I was not a fan of school either, especially earlier on. So how did you adjust in college? Was there some specific things that you did, or did you jump on with tutors, or what was that like?
So I think I managed to get up to speed pretty quickly. I just worked really hard at it. But I also needed to earn some extra funds to help pay for myself and my tuition. And so I worked all the way through, and I found that to be super motivating and inspiring. I specifically worked with a program at the time that was called Project 50, and it brought 50 students from the east side of San Jose in more underprivileged backgrounds onto the university campus, where they got to take classes for 6 or 8 weeks during the summer, and also live on the college campus for a couple of weeks at the beginning and the end of the program to really get a feel of what it was like to be a college student and motivate them. And I found it very inspiring to work with these students and open their eyes to what might be possible, and continued to work in those kinds of environments to help students.
What a great opportunity to kind of open some doors and help people. So you did go into education, and then you started on your own as an edupreneur. Let's walk through that a little bit. What kind of things were you involved in as a teacher and an administrator?
Well, I always worked in kind of high needs school districts and environments, from the Santa Ana Unified School District in Southern California, where I started my career, to Denver Public Schools, large urban school district, where I became a school-based instructional coach and then a district-based literacy specialist. Was always kind of working to provide students with greater access and equity than maybe they would have without folks championing for them. After that, I went and worked at Arupe Jesuit High School, which is a unique private school that comes out of the Cristo Rey tradition from Chicago, right? So Arupe and Cristo Rey both enable students that otherwise would not be able to afford a private college preparatory high school education to get one through their work study program, so that students would work one day a week at a local law firm or this type of place, and it would pay for their tuition, which was super cool, because then the lessons that you'd be teaching in English class would resonate with them differently, because they would see that as that they're at their law firm, they did actually need to pay attention to grammar, right? Or to spelling things correctly. So worked in all those different kinds of environments, and then decided, had the opportunity to start a curriculum company with a colleague. And so did that. And then that inspired me to start Ed Curation.
And talk about a time where ed technology and all these platforms, there's so many of them right now. But there's so many opportunities. And as a teacher myself, I totally understand, how do we get these things into play? I've been in 5 different high schools. I really understand like how convoluted it is. And with this, you're correct me if I'm wrong, but you're making this process, putting it in the hands of the teachers, letting them play around with it, even create PLCs with it and create different ways that they can bring this in to their students. Because, well, let me guess, we're, as teachers, the ones who know the students the most, right? Let's unpack about some of the things that are going on with Ed Curation, and how is this quote unquote disrupting the old school way of bringing in ed tech, which can take up to a couple of years in certain instances.
Well, after launching a curriculum company myself to bring the kind of curriculum that we were doing in Denver Public Schools at the time to other districts across the country, I saw how difficult it was for educators to find high quality instructional materials that were right for their particular student population, and for providers of those materials to know and connect with educators that were looking either for new reading resources or student peer mentoring programs, or all the different types of learning programs that are sold into schools and offered into schools in different ways. How do educators stay on top of it all, perform due diligence, make smart decisions, get everybody, all the stakeholders on board? So that's why we built Ed Curation, is to make that whole process easier. So at Ed Curation, when educators are looking for something new in a given subject area or grade level, they can perform a search and they can read all about the programs at Ed Curation. They can watch videos, either if it's a tech tool, right? They can see the video of the tool in action, or in some cases view the curriculum in action with students and how it works. They can download research and efficacy reports and papers that talk about the, you know, how well these programs are working with students like theirs. And when they're ready, they can connect to vendors to ask additional questions right through the platform, and make a purchase or ask for a quote when they're ready.
There's a pilot on here as well, and I'm guessing that's a little bit further into, but I have done pilots with kind of ed tech companies, early stages and later stages. And that's exciting to me. That's something that I think we bring into with our students, and they get to unpack that now as a business student or a business teacher that kind of goes along with it. What are some of the interesting things that you've seen since March 2020, when this whole COVID thing happened? Has there been any kind of fluctuation or pivots that have happened with schools and or even ed tech companies that you've noticed?
Well, one thing that I was grateful for the ed tech companies right when the pandemic happened is that everyone that was able to manage to give away their tools for free during the period of the pandemic. So, you know, March, April, May, June, some into the summer, as educators were struggling, you know, they needed online learning resources immediately. The use at Ed Curation at that time was just through the roof. You know, they were just gobbling, educators are gobbling up every sort of distance learning solution that could possibly serve them. And it was nice for the industry to respond with some free access. And so since then, you know, educators have been able to kind of slow down and figure out what works. And we always knew that piloting programs would, you know, it's essential, right? Because we want to try before we buy. We want to make sure that that the program does what the sales rep says it's going to do, and that it actually resonates with our students, and that it's easy, not too much heavy lifting on the parts of the teachers and the schools. And so at EdCuration, there is a pilot opportunity section, right, where companies that can make that those pilots available even beyond the pandemic can advertise those opportunities, and then educators can search by things that they want to pilot and connect and try first. And to support that effort even more, we've developed what is called the Ed Trustees Program. Ed Trustees are educators that really care about getting high quality instructional materials into their system, either into their school or to their district, and are willing to pilot one program per year. We're looking for these kinds of educators that really want to make a name for themselves and speak out about what works in their classroom, and they're willing to try some new tools that have come to market or that maybe their school isn't familiar with yet. Give the providers some feedback on how it works, and just continue to advocate for the solutions that are working. And so if educators are interested in that, and that sounds interesting to them, we'd welcome them to come to EdCuration and go to the program section of our website and visit Ed Trustees. You can apply to be an Ed Trustee yourself, or you can nominate other educators that you think would be really good advocates for high quality curriculum in your school to become Ed Trustees. And this gets them access to some free resources, helps them kind of forge relationships with ed tech providers and curriculum providers that are looking for feedback, and just really kind of amplify their voices about what's working. So we look forward to working with more Ed Trustees this year.
So looking into the future, what I love about that program is where you're actually connect, you're curating, duh, right? But what do you see happening in the future? And you know, this is your best guess of how are you gonna see, how do you feel education systems are going to adjust and embrace even more technology and these technology companies that have some unbelievably great things that are evolving out of that. But how do you see the future kind of unfolding after the pandemic?
Well, I think that the silver lining for education with the pandemic, of course, is that we knew that we needed more adaptable, flexible methods for students to be engaging with content. But education's been kind of latent in adopting some of the newer tools. And so the pandemic really pushed us to need to do that more quickly. I'm glad that students are going back to the classroom, and that especially some of our youngest learners can be learning hands-on and don't have to be in front of a screen for 8 hours a day. Of course I am. And I think that schools and districts will make intentional decisions to purchase more flexible solutions, right? That are hybrid, that maybe have some hands-on components to the learning activities, but also where students can access content online. I think, you know, some solutions are all digital and those work really well in some settings, but I think even the best implementations of those have our teachers supported. So even when we have very personalized learning journeys for students and playlists where students are engaging in kind of self-directed lessons, that still the teachers can come in and put, you know, do offer some small group instruction to certain groups that would benefit from that in certain ways. And so my hope for the future of education is that we learn from this experience and that we continue to design classrooms for diverse learners that are very flexible and enable students to access content in a variety of ways.
I hope that too. And, you know, this year has been a tremendously challenging and fulfilling year all in one. I don't even know how to say it, like, because it's really a learning journey, and I completely agree with that. I think that's just a wonderful look at it, and how we take our successes and failures, add in some more advantages to where we can open up the world of learning for our students and our teachers. Some coaching models, mentoring models, and things like that. I want to give you a chance to let people know, how can they connect with you? How can they connect with the company? And we're talking both on the technology side as well as teachers, and you know, looking for those outstanding teachers that are going to help out too.
Thank you, Peter. Yeah, so check out edcuration.com, and you can search right away for the types of resources that we're curating on your behalf to help you with any upcoming purchases that you're needing. EdCuration doesn't take a cut of your purchase at all. We just can enable you to kind of perform the due diligence on the site, compare different products against each other, much like you would a car, right? So they can see which programs are standards aligned and which programs have research and efficacy studies, and what the different price points are of the different programs for some kind of initial research. And then of course they can click on pilot opportunities and see what they might be able to try before they buy, and they can navigate to become Ed trustees to more officially kind of engage in these relationships with piloting certain types of instructional materials. So thank you for the opportunity to share about Ed Creation with your audience.
Yeah, 100%. It is just such, it's just a great way to connect. And I think the more and more we connect communities worldwide with educators locally, it's just a wonderful thing for everybody. And I think you're doing a great thing. I really have checked out this platform. My wife is a reading specialist. She's dug into it. She's like, wow, this is kind of cool. And really, thank you so much for disrupting education and being here on the podcast with us, Tamari. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you, all listeners. We really appreciate you and your support. Hit that subscribe button. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.